It's Thursday, September 30th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Where is the IT spend going? And Microsoft's insurance move that foreshadows the future. This is the two-year anniversary of the Business of Tech. A Spiceworks Ziff Davis survey says organizations' expectations of their spending on cloud and managed services will represent 26% and 17% of overall IT spending in 2022, respectively. 61% of respondents expect business revenues to increase in 2022, with only 8% expecting a decline. Well over half of respondents at 53% also said they expect IT spending to increase, while just over a third, 35%, expect IT spending to be the same. The bulk of next year's budgets are expected to go towards hardware, about 30% of total, followed by software, 28%, and cloud services, 26%. Servers are 11%, but that's down from 14% in 2020. And why the spending? 47% say outdated infrastructure, which is down from 64% last year. 451 Research's Market Monitor looked at wasted and misapplied cloud spending. More than a third of respondents to the survey, 36%, report they are consuming cloud only at on-demand rates, the most expensive option. Vertana did a survey to look at potential reasons why. A majority, 82% of organizations with workloads running in public clouds have incurred unnecessary cloud costs, the survey's authors state. Inefficient cloud operations are emerging as a top barrier to realizing the full value of cloud. For example, 68% of all respondents stated their teams operate in silos, and 70% of respondents said limited collaboration hinders their ability to adapt quickly and improve business outcomes. The survey also shows a lack of visibility across hybrid and multi-cloud environments. 34% of respondents are running workloads in multiple public clouds, yet 86% of respondents said they cannot get a global view of cloud costs within minutes, creating delays and potentially reducing agility. 71% of respondents agreed that limited visibility across the hybrid cloud environment hinders their ability to maximize value, creates efficiencies, and wastes time. Now, here's something to layer into that. Cloud Bolt asked about sustainability. 79% are willing to pay more to go green and would pay a premium to vendors incorporating sustainability into their business model. Specifically, 27% would pay 6 to 10% more, with 35% saying they would pay between 11% and 15% more, the study found. Why do we care? Look, cloud spending is going up on those reports, not down. Why do I spend time thinking about leveraging technology in the work layer more than implementing it? Because the basic implementation stuff has happened for many. We're in cost management and efficiency territory, and even sustainability. Broken record of business value, and still relevant. For 2022, business up, cloud up, servers down. And I'm starting to think, managed services down. Not to say there isn't consulting or valuable services, just time to start questioning where these revenues are, because the value is in other stuff. How about another entrant to cyber insurance? Microsoft has announced a partnership with AtBay to, quote, create superior and data-driven cyber insurance products backed by Microsoft Security Solutions. Starting on October 1st, companies in the U.S. that are already Microsoft 365 customers will be eligible, quote, for savings on their AtBay cyber insurance policy premiums if they implement specific security controls and solutions, including multi-factor authentication and Microsoft Defender for Office 365. Why do we care? Money where their mouth is. I've been talking about financial incentives of software. Well, linking your software to insurance is smart. Having specific controls in place and then ensuring insurance coverage? Smart. Insurance companies do want to be in this space. This is a smart way to address it, and it's also one way standards get applied. I expect to see a lot more of this approach, financial incentive tied to software implementation in security.
Cybersecurity for small business has become overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. None of us can battle alone. Lean on your community at Calyptic Security. The Calyptic Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. The best part? No added cost. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at Calyptics.com and tell them Dave sent you. This is the 2-year anniversary of the podcast, and I want to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time and your investment in listening each and every day, and I really do appreciate it. Here's to the future, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.